Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Even the Rich is a podcast from Wondery that tells the jaw-dropping stories about the tumultuous lives of the world's elite. From the greatest family dynasties to pop culture superstars.
Listen to Even the Rich on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on TLC. Just kidding, on Bravo, durr. Hi everybody, welcome to the show. I'm Ronnie, that's Ben over there. Hello, my little smart, hot little friend. How are you today?
Hi Ronnie, how are you? I'm good, thanks. Thank you for that lovely intro.
Good. You know, I'm feeling good about myself when I show up to work in my Saddam, you know, gets caught in the hole. Remember when they caught Saddam hiding in that hole and they pulled him out? Yeah. And he was wearing one of these Hanes V-neck shirts and just all hair coming out of him. And that's when I feel real good about myself, when I show up as Saddam in the hole.
Yeah. Well, I'm dressed in my old Funny or Die t-shirt, and I'm coming back to life after a rough bout with food poisoning, but hopefully it's all in the past. And, you know, just happy to put that new energy into some below deck sailing, which is what we're talking about today.
Because we are going to be traveling soon. We are going to, not like the people did on this episode, by the way, but we are going to be in Toronto this week and Philadelphia. Friday night, we're going to be in Toronto at the Royal Theater doing Real Housewives of New Jersey. And the next night, the 22nd, we'll be in Philadelphia at the Fillmore doing Vanderpump Rules. And it is a supersized Vanderpump Rules. So,
people
in Philly, be prepared to get your asses in that seat for a nice 3-hour long show. Other places we're going for the rest of this tour: New York City, Washington, D.C., San Diego, California, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, Illinois, Columbus, Boston, and Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut. So go get your tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com. That's also, as you know, where you find links to our Patreon. That's where you get our on-demand videos and our bonus episodes. Ronnie.
Yeah.
Is that very exciting, Ben?
I know.
So
and today we got some below-deck sailing.
Now, just so you know, Ben, I have taken recap notes for 6 shows between the time I watched sailing in today's recap. So God help whatever's about to come out of my mouth.
Well, it's too bad because there's so much that happened. The episode opens up with last week on the premiere, the engine was all messed up. They had all these technicians on board, and the after cooler or whatever it is had salt in it, and there's water and there's things like that. And they're saying it's going to take 15 days. And Glenn's like, well, what about, like, how can we get some parts here? Can we get a repair kit? You know, and they're like, no, the workshop can't do the job. And basically everyone's saying, no, like this cannot be fixed right now within 2 seconds.
You're all fired. First of all, who are these people who show up and they're like, nah, you know, the workshop, they can't do the work. They just can't. That's a long time. 15 days of work. Nope, workshop can't. Fuck your workshop then. What's your Yelp? Okay. Where's the Yelp in Iggy? Okay. Yeah. Point me towards that, please.
Is there like no engine or like, can't you just buy an engine? Can't you just, I mean, if you have enough money to own a yacht, don't you have enough money to like buy an engine? Isn't there a spare engine around? Are there not engine shops?
I guess you have to like get that certain kind of engine. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. Guess. I mean, they keep on saying, oh, we don't have the repair kit. We don't have the parts. I'm like, I get that. You don't have parts. You don't have the repair kit. But what about just like take the whole thing out and put a new one in? Can't you do that?
Yeah, it's like going to Las Vegas and being like, oh my God, guys, my casino sign is out. Like all the bulbs went out. And people are like, oh, I'm sorry, we can't sell you bulbs. This is Las Vegas. Like you're Las Vegas. Your whole city is built on bulbs. Okay. Yeah. And that's what I have to say to you, Iggy. Okay. I think that's the name of this city.
It's like so, Iggy Harp Port Iggy or something like that. It's IGY. Is it Iggy or IGY?
IGY. So, you know, to me, that's Iggy, like the little cute cartoon character who, guess what, would be able to do this in 15 days. Even Iggy can get this done in 15 days, Iggy. Okay, so get it together.
Yeah, remember Iggy? I always thought it was Ziggy. It is Iggy.
There is a Ziggy. I think there's
Wait, there's Iggy and a Ziggy?
There has to be an Iggy and a Ziggy.
I think there's only Iggy. I think you're right. I think it's just that I haven't thought about that character in so long that I just automatically turned it into a Ziggy. But I think it's just Iggy.
Well, I think Iggy's the singer. Iggy Azalea.
Iggy Pop? Oh.
Well, let's see. There's Iggy Pop cartoon character. And Iggy Azalea. Okay. Iggy cartoon character looks like me, kind of. He's like a round-headed
ball. He's like all hands, right?
Yes.
Wait, there is a Ziggy too.
His giant hands like me. Okay, now I'm going to look up Ziggy cartoon. I mean, seriously, also, cartoonists, can we not have an Iggy and a Ziggy? What the fuck?
Wait, Ziggy? Are you sure there's an Iggy?
No, I don't think Ziggy is a cartoon character.
I think it's all Ziggy.
Iggy, I searched and they came up with pictures of Ziggy because I guess it sounds some.
Is anybody even
still listening to this? Iggy Arbuckle is an animated series that premiered in Canada on Teletoon in June 20, 2007. So it was a comic strip, but it's a different thing.
Ziggy kind of looks like Captain Glenn.
Well, Iggy is a pig. And Ziggy. Yeah, okay.
I think Iggy is not part of the conversation anymore, unfortunately. I think it's really all about Ziggy.
It's okay. You're right. Ziggy won. Well, it's okay because facially I'm more Ziggy anyway. So then, they can't do it. Now, here's what I don't want to hear from my employees when I am running a ship. I can do it. Now, look, I know that Colin actually does rebuild boats, right? Because his whole storyline is like he's got a pontoon and a girlfriend. I've got a girlfriend on a pontoon catamaran, catapontoon. That's a marriage between a catamaran and a pontoon, in case you're wondering. So like if Ziggy and Iggy got married, all right, they'd have a couple named like Iggy's. But point is, I can do it. You know what? I don't want you rebuilding it. I want the people from Caterpillar doing it. No offense.
Yeah. I go back to my original point, like get a new engine, just put it all in there. Well, you got to take out some nuts and bolts, right? Like the main engine's locked in there with like nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
You undo the nuts and bolts, whatever little cables or whatever, and you put the new engine in and you're set. Yeah. Your boat's good to go. Like that's all. Listen, the reason why I feel confident about this is because I had to change my water heater. My water heater had broken. And so the plumbers came and put in a new water heater. And guess what? That took like, I don't know. It took like 90 minutes or so. And I have to imagine
a water heater. What are you just pooping out money when you're sickness? When you got the runs, were you just running out credit? Was credit coming out of you?
I'm sorry. Next time, Ronnie, I'll just make sure to light a small fire in the water area. So that way I'll give myself a lead time of about 15 minutes before I take a shower. Sometimes when you don't have hot water, you know, sometimes it's okay to throw some money at that. And that's what I did. But it was a tankless water heater,
too.
Throw
that money, bitch. Throw that money.
But the point is that a water heater, you know, I feel like a water heater and a mega yacht engine are about the same. So, like, if I could do it for my water heater, why can't they do it for a yacht?
Totally the same thing. And the captain's like, well, the problem is we don't have the rebuild kit, and it might take us 2 days just to find that. And on top of that, we've got guests who do not get their sailing holiday. Sucks to be me right now. He's got this huge smile on his face. So the deckies get to work, and the ladies are ordering more espresso martinis, you know? And they're like, we should not do more of these espresso martinis. There should be a limit on these. And another one's like, why should there be a limit, idiot?
And then now the techs are leaving, and Lucy is walking around. She's like not wearing her uniform, but she's wearing something that looks like the uniform. So Daisy's like, oh, hey, this is our uniform. And she's like, oh, well, I forgot. So I was like, okay, she's sort of, I feel like this is an insight into Lucy that she's wearing. She forgot that there's a uniform, but she knew enough that there was a uniform that she wore something similar to the uniform. I was like, I'm going to keep an eye on her.
She's like, oh, I'm so clumsy. I'm wearing a tray of smoked salmon and nah. Yes, you are. You need to change out of the salmon, all right? Just change into something that wasn't once alive and swimming then. All right then, Lucy. Jesus Christ.
So then Daisy is... Daisy asked Captain Glenn to go talk to the guests to figure out like what their plan, like to give them options for what to do today, since they're obviously not leaving.
What's the plan? Could you talk to them about the plan? Ta-da, thank you. So he's like, okay. So Karen's like, pretending to be on the phone. She's like, hi, this is Karen. We need an engine for today. Yeah, Parsifal 3. Thank you so much. Okay, they'll be right over. Now you see? You are acting like a Karen. In this case, a literal Karen, just thinking you could pick up the phone and order an engine. Which, by the way, I agree with you and Karen, too. I mean, if you have a boat, you should be able to call for a new engine.
That's you should it. Be able you to call for a new boat, engine.
You can make an engine.
Yeah, and I just feel like if it's in the world of luxury, like the whole vibe with luxury is that anything can be requested at any time. So they should like be able to get an engine.
Hey, and also, didn't we bail Caterpillar out? Wasn't that like a big controversy back in the day when they're like, we're bailing Caterpillar out? That was like a huge... I remember that. Listen, children. This is Auntie Ronnie speaking. I remember there was a big controversy when there was like some kind of financial disaster and we bailed Caterpillar out and people were like, it's an all-American company. And then other people were like, who cares? I'm an all-American. Where's my bailout? I remember that fight. So, hey, Caterpillar... Don't tell me you can't do it in 15 days. I still remember that bailout.
I don't remember a Caterpillar bailout whatsoever. I just remember like GM. I just think of like GM and AIG. Those are like the ones I can think of.
I've already wasted too much time looking up Iggy and Ziggy, and I've been depressed by both images. And I'm not going to look up Caterpillar bailout.
Caterpillar bailout. I don't know. I feel like Caterpillar is not something that the U.S. government would bail out.
It's
I feel
huge. Like, oh, yeah. It's a huge company.
But I just feel like, I don't know, it just doesn't, I'm surprised, you know what it was? I could be wrong.
Do you know what it was? Guys, sorry, but Iggy and Ziggy both got a hold of my fingers and started their...
Did we bail out Iggy? We bailed out Iggy, didn't we?
So this is from the National Review. Back in December 2nd, 2010, the Fed bailout of GE, Caterpillar, and Deutsche Bank.
Oh, yeah. I remember GE. Yeah, I remember GE. Wow. Look, we're really learning so much on this episode.
Guys,
I feel like we're really,
I know,
really getting through to some stuff.
I don't know why anybody else is listening to this, but I know why I'm doing it. And that's to spread correct information across.
Thank you. Well, thank you for educating me about the Caterpillar bailout, because obviously that didn't wind up being part of my life.
And now look until at the today. Thanks. Look at the thanks.
Well, now I agree with you. We bailed out Caterpillar and they can't come in to fix a yacht engine. Granted, that may not be their purview, but why couldn't it be their purview?
No, fuck their off. Machinery. Why would they call Caterpillar then? Then fuck off, Caterpillar. That's what I say. Don't call me next time you need a bailout, okay? Because guess what? You just had a failout, okay?
That's right. Well, we shouldn't have bailed them out, because life's way is that a caterpillar goes into a cocoon and becomes a beautiful butterfly. If we'd never bailed them out, they might have become butterflies by now.
Yeah, stay beautiful. Homely, caterpillar. Stay homely.
So the thanks captain, for eating my plants.
The captain comes to check on the ladies, and he's like, how you guys doing? And they're like, we're having a decent time. He's like, well, looks like we're not leaving the dock. I'm so embarrassed by it, ladies. Really, I am. So we've got to keep these guys entertained, okay? You know, there's a beach. There's a beach that's pretty gorgeous. And they're like, okay. Karen. And when he leaves, Karen's like, I love everybody, but I am not happy.
And meanwhile, yesterday, on the last episode, I remember Karen being like really wasted and funny, and they just seemed like they were having a good time. But today, Karen's not having any of it. So Daisy
starts blaming her. You know, it's a lot of money to be stuck on. And also, she says something later in the episode I said last episode. So I'm team Karen for now. So
yeah, no, I agree with the frustration for sure. But it's just funny that she seemed to be down with it before.
Like, so they don't have toilet paper. They're all talking about how no one has toilet paper. They're like, do you have toilet paper? No, I don't have toilet paper. Do you have toilet paper? No, I had to use my plastic weave for my butt last night. I don't have toilet paper. Who has toilet paper? That's bad.
That's bad. That is bad. I forgot that that happened. So even though I remember that she complained later, I didn't remember that they didn't have toilet paper. So Daisy's saying like, oh, we're already so far behind, because they are coordinating the beach trip, and it's like whether or not one of the stews is going to go to the beach. And she's like, we're already so far behind, and we have dirty dishes and laundry and cabins that need to be turned over. So for me, sending a girl to open up beer bottles would not be a good move. But fortunately, Gary's not here to argue with me. Ha!
So she tells Lucy to go to the beach. And she's like, and change out of the salmon. You're gonna attract flies out there. So
but I don't understand. If she's saying that Gary's not here to argue with her, she's like saying, but I'm going to get my way. But then she's still sending Lucy to the beach. So I was a little confused about that point, Miss Daisy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that worked out. And so they're all packing up for the beach picnic. And the captain calls literally every Norma in the world trying to find rebuild sets. She's like, hi, this is Norma in Canada. Can I help you? He's like, we need a rebuild set right away, Iggy. She's like, oh, God, sorry. You know what? Hold for a second. I'm going to go ahead and connect you with the Norma from Paraguay. Okay, hold on. Bloop. Hi, this is Norma from Paraguay. How can I help you?
Hey, yeah, we need a rebuild kit, like, right away. It's really bad. Like, do you have any sort of parts? Like, anything? Do you have maybe even have a wrench? Do you just have, like, a sticker that, like, says, like, hey, we care? We just want something, anything, really.
Oh, no. You know what we always like to say in Paraguay? Paraguay always finds a way. But not today. Okay, we're basically getting by on tape and dumb. Okay, sorry. Hold on, let me hook you up with the Norma in Paris. Okay.
Okay.
Bloop. Hello, this is Norma in Paris. How can I help you?
Bonjour, comment allez-vous? You know, I am from Quebec, so I know a little bit of French there. Oh, so, anyway, do you guys have a repair kit by any chance? Ça va bien?
We sure do. Do you need to repair a croissant? Okay. Well, I'm sending over some butter and some flour. Send me your address, okay?
Well, we will accept a croissant. Do you know, can a croissant power an entire sailboat? Because that would be really helpful for us.
Well, I'll tell you this much. I don't know about your rickety little sailboat, but croissants power a whole country over here. Okay, buddy? Thanks for calling. I don't have time for you.
Oh, okay. Not going to transfer me to anyone. Just going to hang up.
You know what? I'm sending a message to all the Dormas in the world not to help you. I've never heard somebody so ungrateful for croissants. Goodbye.
Wow. Okay. All right. Dumb bitch. That's about it.
You're a dumb bitch.
Hey, Ronnie.
Yeah.
It's not Iggy Marina. It's IGY Marina. The IGY is actually an acronym.
What is it?
I don't know what it stands for. But just so you know, it's not Iggy.
Oh. Internet guys. What would Y stand for?
Yo.
Internet guys, yo. It's the Joe Gorga Marina. It's Internet guys, yo.
There Internet guys, yo, Marina.
Every time your yacht comes in, they go, there he is.
There it is. Internet guys, yo. Internet guys, yo. Maybe something yacht.
Oh, that's true. International guys yacht.
International gentleman's yacht. International geriatric yacht. As you may.
Okay, so let's see. No Normas will give him anything. And Gary's still got COVID. And Lucy is absolutely disgusted. And she is like literally having to treat the walls. Okay, these guests are disgusting.
What are they doing? What is happening with these guests? There's so many stains and colors and weird things. There's later on, there's blood. What is happening on this boat?
It looks like they're bratty kids who just opened their suitcases and literally just flung bras and underwear everywhere, over every inch of it. And these are the kind of guests we've seen over the years that are just fucking monsters. And then they, like, wad the toilet. You know when people roll the toilet paper around their hand and they get, like, a big glove of toilet paper? Like, they're just ready to watch the world burn, these people. You know who you are out there. You know who you are, toilet paper glove wearers, okay? I'm friends with some of you. You guys are just ready for the sea levels to rise and Armageddon to happen, okay? This isn't a Kirk Cameron movie. There's not some cute hero to save us from your fucking toilet paper ways. Fix yourself. Anyway, these guests are like that. They're those toilet paper glove people. And then they act like they're the victims. You don't have toilet paper because they're toilet paper glove people. I can tell by the way you're treating your rooms.
Yeah, they go through their toilet paper so quickly. I was wondering where you were going with that. I was like, what toilet paper glove?
Me too.
But I see what you mean. That like when they use the toilet paper, they use so much that the toilet paper dwindles so quickly that even if you're a stew and you're checking in and the levels seem high, within a blink of a second, that toilet paper is done.
It's done they are, when you're making an oven mitt made out of toilet paper. That's what they're doing.
That's what they're doing. I see what you're saying. I agree with that theory. I fully agree. Based on all the other stains and things coming out of these ladies that are all over the sheets and the floors, I would have to imagine that they're using a lot of toilet paper. They're probably also, they probably are also making stains. And then what they do is they say, oh, well, we don't want to like, oh God. Oh, Cheryl, you just spilled all your Pantene on the floor. Okay, come on, get some toilet paper to clean this up. They're probably using a ton of that toilet paper to clean up the messes that they keep on making.
Yeah.
And the stains are only the leftover of the larger mess that they used up all their toilet paper on.
Yeah, these are some messy ass people for sure. So then we see Chef Alicia, who's super like adorable and everything, and she seems like super confident. Not really sure where we're going with her yet this season, but she does know to pour lemon on top of guac so it doesn't go brown. So that's good.
Yeah,
I'll suggest a lime, but still good.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
Scammers are best known for living the high life, globetrotting on private jets, dining at five-star restaurants, and driving six-figure sports cars. That is, until their house of cards collapses and they're forced to trade it all in for handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit. Scamfluencers is a podcast from Wondery, hosted by Sarah Hagee and Saatchi Cole, that tells the unbelievable true stories behind some of the world's most infamous scams, swindlers, and con artists. Scamfluencers has covered jaw-dropping scandals, from Ponzi schemes to a fake Saudi prince to a sexual predator masquerading as a wholesome yoga guru. These scammers cost their victims hundreds of millions of dollars and immeasurable emotional anguish. So how does our culture allow them to thrive? Each story on Scamfluencers will take you along the twists and turns, the impact on victims, and what's left when the facade falls away. Follow Scamfluencers wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
The ladies are bitching. We hear them bitching. They're behind doors, so they don't think anyone's listening. But they're like, leave the trash bags right by that door, because that is not acceptable. This is fucking ridiculous. They are ridiculous. Can't even take out our trash.
Yeah, they were not happy about that. I wasn't sure if they were bitching about the service or they're just bitching about each other. Sometimes it's hard to tell on the show. When you have a large group, sometimes you just have factions. But I think it was about the service.
Well, I think it was service, yeah. Because you know the whispers, you know the murmurs. As a server, you always hear them. Oh, really? It's weird. My water's low. So it would be good if I could have some more. That's weird. I had to ask for some water. Can you believe I just had to ask for some water? I mean, maybe it's still a good restaurant. I don't know. I've heard good things about this place. I did have to ask for water, though, and that's where it starts.
The murmurs.
Before you know it, those murmurs are a fucking glove on your hand. They're a toilet paper glove on your hand.
And especially when you have nothing else to do, because you're sitting on a boat that's not leaving the dock. You have nothing else to do but to ruminate about the injustices being inflicted upon you by
That's how we are. Look what happens when we have to wait for anything. We're the worst.
Well, it's like when I was at LAX, I think that the last trip that we came back from, I went to one of the stupid, places to get a chocolate muffin, like the Homeboy Cafe or something. And they now have it that if you you order through a screen, there's a touch screen. And it's very simple. You see pictures of literally everything on the menu and you press it. And it adds the cart. Anyone who understands basic internet ideas, anyone who knows how to use their touch phone, not so hard. This lady comes up and she was not a lady who was in her 80s or something, who's of an age where you're not raised with computers and internet. She was probably about 47, 48. And she's like, oh, geez. And she just starts pushing the screen indiscriminately all over. I hate this. And she starts pushing and pushing and pushing. And I was like, this is someone who just, rather than sit and focus and understand, just be chill. She's so frustrated by her overall travel situation that she's just pressing buttons randomly on the order screen.
Yeah, I saw this. What does this
have to do with this show? I don't remember.
Because you know how they have, who cares at this point? So you know how they have those self-checkout things now in the stores and the airports? They're starting to get them all over. So I saw this weirdo older guy, and he was scanning things because it has a scanner. You scan it. And then he's like, oh my God, this thing's not scanning. And then he would do it again. And then it would show up three times on his thing. And then he would be like, okay, trying to delete it. But then you have to delete it with a manager code. So then you have to call over the manager, and the manager has to delete it. And I'm just standing there looking at this poor guy. And so she deletes it, and then he scans it again, thinking like, okay, she deleted them, I have to scan it. And then it's like three more times again. This poor guy I thought was going to give up on the world. And guess who this guy was? It was me. It was me. And the entire store hated me. The entire store hated me. I could not figure out how to do it. So,
but you didn't take it out on the store. Like, you were like, oh, this is a me issue. Whereas the lady at the Homeboy Cafe, she was all exasperated and loud. And she's being so like over the top. Like, she was sort of, it was almost like performative the way she was hitting that screen, because she wanted to show everyone like, this is ridiculous, like, why can't you just like ask someone a question anymore, why can't you? And I'm like, honestly, you probably have like more accuracy pressing a stupid button on a screen than you would asking someone a question, basically. But it's like that thing, it's the same people who have the murmurs about the water not being filled and about the trash, you know. It's that, like,
it's that murmur. It's the murmur.
The murmur.
You know,
murmur
you culture. You see a storm coming. Murmur culture has begun. So, Chase, I wrote dork to Lucy. Chase is the kind of nerdier tall guy of the bunch. And he's like, so how's it going with you guys and the deck crew? Like, what's going on with that? Because, like, we're doing good. Like, how are you girls? Are you girls doing good? And she's like, great. But Tim McClellan said, ow! It's like, why did you do that? I just hit me head on the roof of this goddamn boat. It's like, there's not even a roof on the boat. How did you do that?
I'm a little clumsy. I'm Lucy. I'm a little clumsy.
I'm clumsy.
But at least I can speak some Welsh. For shoe, for schla, for shoe, for shot. Service station. Service station.
And she's like, how's it going with you guys? And he's like, yeah, no drama, you know, because it's like me and Alex, and, you know, and I was like worried because, like, look at him. He has like this hippie vibe, you know? I was like, oh, this guy's going to be lazy. But you know what? I'm about team vibes, like getting teams. Hey, team, you're my team right now. Go team. Hey, you know what? It's me and you. Go team. Say it. Good time.
I love. Is that Lucy saying go team?
Good team.
I love Chase saying that Alex looked like a hippie. Just Alex has longish hair, and it's like, wow, look at that hippie, pure hippie. That guy got long hair. He's such a hippie right now. I can't believe he's even be able to work without smoking that pop of his.
Yeah, he's from Charleston. That's, you know, that's the South. You're either a hippie or you're in a rock band or something like that.
I know. It's just a very funny, you know, perspective on longer hair. So Gary sends Daisy a video of him dancing in his room to be like, I'm trying to be positive. and then Colin's talking to his friend Aaron, who's a technician, and he's like, so bro, do you see any issue with starting this engine with the after cooler on, but the raw order bypass or something like that? And then his friend is is basically like, well, I mean, if you had no alternative, I mean, if it was a Mad Max world, if you know what I mean,
the end of the world.
If it was the end of time, and you were being chased by a warlord across the desert in not a yacht, but actually just a truck, then yes, you could do it.
Thank you for putting Alex on this show, or Aaron on this show, to tell us that this, how ridiculous this is. He's like, okay, so you have a charter full of rich people you're going to take out on the ocean, and you're going to try to like rig this cooler system to take you there. Okay, buddy, good luck with that. And Colin's like, well, I've experienced many engine rebuilds. Once I got a boat that was toppled over and it was missing half the boat. So you know what I did? I rolled it over till it floated on one quarter of the boat, and I just kept on partying. And that's how I know this shit can be done.
Yeah. He literally says that he bought a hurricane damaged boat, and that like the engine had been underwater, and he tried to salvage the engine, but the engine wound up blowing up. I was like, well, this is a real vote of confidence. It's like, why don't you lead with the story about how you like rehabilitated a lost puppy or something? Like, let's not start with the engine that you tried to rehabilitate that exploded.
So more ladies order espresso martinis, and they ask Glenn if he'll come to dinner, and of course he will. And Matt is like, Daisy, they want an espresso martini, Daisy. And she's like, well, we'll see if you can do it. There's gossip there. what'd she say? There's gossip there. And the lady asks again. Sure. She says something like, see if you can do it. And then she's walking around and another lady's like, can we get our espresso martinis? And they're just like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, they all of a sudden, they all want, look, they're all trying to get to the beach, but there's one lady, Mary Lynn, who's staying behind, well, not staying behind, but she's like lagging and she's in her room and she really wants some an espresso martini. And then Karen wants some roadies. And then they're finally all on the tender. And then it's like the big ice drama of the episode that they're looking for the ice. And they're like, where's the ice? And Alex can't find the ice. And so Glenn is like, Daisy, 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 do you know if ice went to the beach?
Ice is in the tender.
Okay, that's great to know. But can you fill a couple of bags with ice, please?
Ice is in the tender.
Yeah, okay, but can we get some ice, please? So she just like does a big Daisy huff and then storms off the boat.
She starts freaking out and running off the boat, right, to prove to them that this fucking ice is on the tender. And I like that when she's like, it's on the tender. It just cuts to Alex going, yeah, I can't find it. It's just him sitting there going like, yeah, I don't know. I don't see any ice. Hey, anybody see any ice? And Karen's like, well, there's no ice. They had to fill up my water and now there's no ice. That is crazy. I had to ask for water and for ice. This is ridiculous.
I don't know about the ice. How do you have a boat without any ice? I don't understand
it. I wonder if the ice is hiding out with the toilet paper somewhere in Mexico.
Do you know you now have to order muffins through a touchscreen at the airport?
They used to do full service and pack your groceries and take them to your car. I remember those days.
Not anymore. People used to wear a shirt and tie just to get on a plane.
So the captain's like, these guests are having less than the best experience. And Daisy runs out there and she's like, there's ice in the tender. And he goes, oh my God, we don't have time for this. We can't fucking find it. Get some ice. And he tells us, I'd rather have two than none. So let's just get these guests fucking going. And so she runs out there and she's like, hello, ladies. Here's the ice. And she shows them where it is. They're like, oh, there it is.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the ice is exactly like Daisy's. Like the ice is in the ice bucket. There's like an ice bucket on there.
It's and no one looks in the ice bucket.
So Glenn's like, oh, so where was the ice? Oh, it was in the ice bucket. They have it. It's okay. I'm totally not seething on the inside right now.
Yeah. So then the ladies are having a lot of fun and wooing on the tender. And Chase is doing like team building stuff. It's like, you know, when people just want to be a boss, but they're not a boss, but they keep talking like a fucking boss. It's so annoying. He's doing that stuff to Lucy on the beach. He's like, you are a machine. I am a machine. And we are a team of machines. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go.
He's like giving motivation when she didn't ask for it, like where she doesn't seem to need it. They're just setting up, chairs and stuff.
I don't need your motivation. Okay, so keep it to yourself.
She's like, Chase is annoying. Like, he's just so positive. And like, we're opposites. Like, moaning gets me through life. Like, it's my way, moaning.
I love my head moaning. Can a girl just live a life of moaning?
Yeah. So, that's how I feel most of the time. I mean, you should have seen me during this food poisoning. I mean, I was in Moan Central. So
anybody listening to this show knows. We're moaners, okay? Moans. If this was Who's the Boss, we're both moaner, okay?
Yeah.
So Chase is like, I don't even need a boss here to motivate me. No boss needs to tell me how sexy this beach looks. Am I right, team? Hey, team. Oh, for crying out loud, can I just moan?
So Colin, meanwhile, is he's going up to Glenn and he's pitching this idea of like, how about we pull the engines out and clean the shit out of the cylinders, and then we're going to run it without the aftercooler, and then we'll have, you know, we're only going to run the boat for about, it's only going to be able to get up to 4 or 5 knots, and Glenn's like, well, that's 4 or 5 knots more than we're doing right now, so I think that's a good idea. So they're going to be doing this crazy thing. I don't know anything about engines or how they work, but I feel like this is scary. I feel like just running an engine without something to cool it down, it feels like a very bad idea.
I don't really know how it's working, but here's what I do know. Some places have regulations.
Yeah.
Iggy apparently does not. Okay. They're just like, just do whatever you want. We don't care what you're taking people out on the ocean with. Just tape it together. I mean, if smoke is coming out, it's working, right? Okay, there ain't smoke without an engine, people. Just send it back out there. President Iggy said so.
Yeah, Colin goes, He's like, well, what I'm about to do is completely unorthodox. And if we don't try, then we have no charter season. I'm like, yeah, but if you do try, you might all die at sea. So.
For real, though. So
just get a new engine.
On the beach, Chase is serving now because the ladies get there. And he's like, Miss, would you like a lime in your Corona? They're like, oh, you are just working so hard. He's like, yeah, I want you to have a good time. They're like, oh, that's Southern hospitality. You know, in the South, they can go 3 weeks without toilet paper. It's amazing. These people are just used to living like that.
You know, in the South, they still order muffins by talking to people. I think they still put a value on that. No screens at the airport. So Colin is talking some more about this. I feel like he's still kind of like pitching this idea to us. And he's like, well, salt water is extremely bad on an engine. It starts to corrode. And if things are weak, they break. Sort of reminds me of my previous relationship because things were weak there and they did break. I seem to remember that our relationship started about 10 to 15. 15 months ago.
And all right, I'm going to interrupt myself as the other calling because we're going to suck the diesel out and then inject it with mayonnaise just so it has a chance to start spinning again. What a tedious task. Honestly, this is pushing me to my limits.
I think you're going to push the boat to its limits with an engine. With no after cooler.
I think we're all going to die.
I think you're all going to.
I like that Colin explains so much that he interrupts himself.
I like that not even Colin himself wants to listen to the personal stories that Colin tells. Colin's gotten away this episode because he's telling important factual information about engines. But the moment he starts talking personal stories about himself, everyone's going to interrupt him.
Yeah.
So meanwhile, Lucy and Mads are still like upset because the room's just like a total mess. It's just disgusting.
This is disgusting, dude. Mads is scraping shit off the toilets with her fingernails. Like it's crusted on there and she's having to fingernail it off. That is terrible.
And the women are being silly at the beach. And then back in the kitchen or in the galley, Alicia's blender just explodes with green stuff. I don't even know how that – did she just not have the top on? What happened there?
Uh-oh.
What?
Something go wrong? Yeah, you're say so. Okay, let me write that time
down. Oh, it says that my internet connection is unstable.
Oh, for crying out looters.
Yeah,
35 that's weird. 35 minutes unstable.
Okay. It's an unstable moment.
Okay, I'll remember to cut it later. I wrote a note.
Well, there's construction happening upstairs, so maybe something weird is happening with that.
Maybe they're standing on your internet.
Maybe they're stepping on it. Maybe they're using my internet to order muffins from the airport.
Maybe they're wearing like tinfoil or something, and it's blocking your internet reception. Okay, say what you were gonna say again.
Well, I was gonna down in the galley. Alicia is doing something with the blender. The blender explodes with green stuff. And I was concerned. I was like, how did that happen? What happened? Why does a blender explode like that? Did she not have the top on? Did she start blending before she had the top on? How does that happen, Ronnie?
She had to because Colin is using the blender top to fix the engine, meanwhile, upstairs. But she forgot to put the top on. And, you know, I always get frustrated with my Ninja blender because it won't blend if you don't have the top on exactly correct. Like, it has little arrows that have to meet up and it, like, kind of clicks into place or it won't work. And that's really fucking annoying. I'm like, what am I, a child? What am I, a fucking baby? Yes, I am. This used to happen to me all the time with normal
blenders.
Yes, all the time. I'd put shit in. I'd be like, this is going to be amazing tomato soup that I just cooked for a good hour on the stove. Pour it in there to blend it and get it all over my face and then run around the house screaming like a little girl who just got burnt in a fire.
So, because you were so excited, to blend it that
you forgot to put the top on. You're just doing things. You're just like, put that in. Yeah, some more garlic. You're pretending you're on Top Chef and like you're going really fast. And then you just press the blend button and...
And then all of a sudden, explosion.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've done it. I'm not a five-star chef on a boat, though. I will say that.
Yeah. Well, Alicia's losing her mind. She's like very nervous because she's still in that phase where she's trying to impress people because it's still the first charter. And like tonight, Glenn's joining them. So she's just very nervous. And then meanwhile, on the beach, the guests are just playing around with like the sea bob and all that stuff. And then Daisy is telling Madison that like all the dishes are either wet or they're dirty. And so like She's sort of like reminding them of how the best way to do dishes, et cetera.
How to clean things. Yeah. And Madison's like, well, I'm definitely trying to be on her good side because, like, I want her to, like me, you know what I mean? Because, like, I want to be her. But, like, even if you don't know what she's saying, like, just smile and nod. It's like, just dry the dishes. Also, on the beach, there are literally no regulations. And I'm always worried on below deck sailing yacht because everything's always about to fall apart on this show. But this is really bad. So the lady on the sea bob, they're like, hey. Alec, or whatever her name is, go get on that. It's Ashley, I think. They're like, Ashley, go get on the sea bob. This lady is so wasted, she can't even walk, okay? And the sea bob, I guess, is a thing with handles, and it's a motor, so you hold on to it, and it just drags you through the water. Did you notice? She was holding on, but her face was under the water. Like,
yeah, they said, why is her face in the water? They said, why is her face in the water? Drowning herself. Voluntary drowning. It just did not seem very ramshackle.
Yeah.
So then they guess are coming back now. So Lucy down in the galley has a tray of glasses and she just picks up the tray and just knocks them all over.
Right in the galley, man. Come on, Lucy. And she's like, I won't cry now. I won't cry. And they's like, please don't cry. Don't cry. And she's like,
I won't cry.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So she's like, I feel like a child. I feel like this boat is ruining me. I feel like a child. And so then, now that the guests are going back off to the boat, and now Chase is cleaning up the beach, and he lifts up like a towel and he goes, ew, band-aids. I mean, like, It's like no matter what area they're in, they're just leaving terrible things behind.
Is that what happened? Someone cut themselves and now they're just bleeding all over the place? Like they have, are they on like some anticoagulant or something? Just
maybe. They're bleeding out on this show.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Oh, so the captain's like, yeah, was it, ladies? Did you have a good time? And they're like, we all want espresso martinis. I'm like, oh, God. So now Lucy is knocking on the door of one of the cabins, and the lady's like, if you have espresso martinis, you can come in. Otherwise, you better get on your goddamn knees and start praying, because I got an axe right here with your head written all over it.
And then upstairs, Karen is getting very mad. By the way, sorry. I did mention there's construction and there are very loud thumps. Are you hearing the thumps?
Yeah, I thought you like listeners. Banged something down on your desk. No. Like, damn, angry Ben.
Oh, I'm so angry at this situation, guys. No, that was someone upstairs just like dropped something. So Karen is up there sitting in the pool, like sort of has her feet in the hot tub, I should say. And she's like, I mean, it's one thing to not be able to sail when it's not windy, but you don't check your engines before somebody comes on. That's on you. I mean, I can do this in Florida. I can go to the beach, you know, which I feel like I understand that. I understand that sentiment.
That's what I said last week. Because, like, you don't know your engines down until the first episode is shooting already. You don't come turn on the boat. Like, seriously, nobody.
But I guess the question is, how long was that boat sitting there in that marina? Like, because, you know, engines break. Like, it's not like engines break ahead of time. Engines break the moment that they break. So if that was the moment that it broke, is that really so, you know, is that fair of Karen to be saying that? Like, what if that was the day the engine broke?
Well, maybe. But they said that they had it on a crossing. So I say you do a crossing, you immediately go to the Pet Boys. You know what I mean? You don't just sit there. You're not like, oh, it's a crossing. Now we're going to do a season. You do a crossing, you go to Pet Boys, then you bring on the season.
Yeah. I mean, I would be very frustrated. If I spent money and flew all the way from Florida to Sardinia to be on a yacht and the engine is broken, that would be very frustrating to me. But I think I would make the most of it still. I think I would still really enjoy a lot of the other aspects of it. So,
yeah, that's true. I mean, but they are for the most part. Karen's doing that behind the back shit talking right now where it's not bad. Like, they're not being mean to the staff or anything.
Right.
Yet.
And Stephanie, who's the charter, she's like the primary. She's like, well, we're not mad though, Karen. We're not mad. And Karen's like, no. I'm just disappointed. Okay. Oh, like, remember earlier when I pretended to call up the engine people and I was like, you got an engine coming? Thanks. Like, wouldn't that have been funnier if we're out on the open seas? I just feel like my joke's just not landing here at the dock.
Yeah, as someone raised by a mother in Texas, I would much prefer mad to disappointed. Okay, trust me. Yeah. So Colin is talking more. He's like, well, now the goal is to start the engine and shoot at whatever's in the cylinders. I don't know any engineer that would take this on, but I'm excited. I was like, oh my God.
That's like saying,
changing the world.
It's like saying, being a mechanic and saying, like, I don't know any other mechanic that would take the wheels off of a car and send it down a highway, but I'm excited for the challenge. It's like, it doesn't seem like a great idea. However, I have to say, let's give a round of applause to that engine, because when he cleared out those cylinders, that engine was thriving at that moment. It was like, psh, 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 psh. I mean, it was like putting on a show, like the Bellagio fountains down there.
It looked like it was Ursula's entrance from Little Mermaid. It was just smoke and smoke. I was like, could you maybe turn it off now? Because you're choking literally the entire dock.
But it was so like choreographed. I was like a psh to the left and psh to the right and psh in the center and left, right, center again. I was like, ooh, it's been waiting for 3 seasons to finally have a show like this.
Well, I will say, we're teasing what's his buns? Colin. But this is pretty amazing. And that's another thing that's amazing about this show in particular is the other ones seem like it's from central casting. I think that this show actually keeps its crew the longest, its core crew the longest, because they actually know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And Gary has really fixed the sails before. Like, he's had to do that
yeah.
before.
Gary's actually like a great bosun.
Yeah, and this guy can actually fix an engine. I mean, yeah. I don't have faith it's going to work for very long, but still, he did it, you know?
Yeah.
That's pretty
so
cool.
So then Chase and Alex are talking. Chase is asking Alex if he's caught vibes from anyone. And then Alex tells us, he's like, historically, my dating profile would be brunettes with white teeth, with nice teeth. And it's a pretty big one for me. But Daisy's lovely, and Mads is lovely, and Lucy is lovely. It's a long time on a boat. Whatever happens, happens. Wow, spoken like a true hippie, if you ask me. Wow, free love. Am I right?
I gotta love this guy. It's like, normally I'm for brunettes, but I'll fuck a blonde because that's all that's here. All right? Yeah. You gotta feed the hunger. So then it cuts to Lucy.
He'll subject himself to that.
When he's like, Lucy is lovely, it cuts to Lucy in bed eating a sandwich, just like resting a sandwich on her chest while she slurps Coke from a straw. So.
She's just enjoying the fact that she hasn't bunked her head in 2 seconds. Yeah. And speaking of which, Chase then bunks his head on a door. That's his second head bunker. That's his thing. I guess there's a lot of like head bunking on this crew in general.
Well, he's so tall, you know. This is where you got to feel for tall people, because we talk a lot about tall privilege on the show, where it's just like they automatically win at everything, but not on boats, because they, you know, poor guy has head injuries.
Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah.
And then Lucy is now they're getting ready for dinner, and Lucy's filling up balloons, but she like panics and like can't get the balloon off of the filler, and it pops. It's scary. Yeah,
Lucy blows up a balloon like you'd think she would. Pops right in her face, basically. Mm-hmm. And then Alicia is telling us how she's from fine dining. Imagine all day making these perfect, artful dishes, and if they aren't perfect, then you have to start all over and you're called the C word, smacked over the head with the pan. I'm just so hard on myself. I want to make it perfect, just perfect. People have been pointing out that she looks like Reagan from that season, Fired Reagan. And
oh, I didn't think about that. I guess
I can't stop seeing it now.
I guess if you push Reagan's bangs back, she does look like Reagan.
She does, but she doesn't have the dance. She doesn't have the wig. She doesn't have the Reagan like. Running
on the run,
wig.
Yeah, yeah, witness protection wig. So, so then anyway, Daisy is like showing Alex a spot on the glass, and they're just being flirty. And she's saying, like, oh, I would never hook up with a junior deckhand, but I do really enjoy looking at him. and then Colin is now it's time for Colin to test his big experiment. He's going to try to turn on this engine. So he's like, I don't see why this wouldn't run. And he presses it to start, and it gives that sad below deck sailing alarm. It's like the alarm that only exists on this boat, where like every other alarm is like, meow, 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 like danger, 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 danger. But this one's always like, meow, 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 meow.
It's like a cat outside your window. And while this drama is going on, we start with the towel drama, because a lady needs a towel. Do we have towels? And Daisy's like, I'm so confused right now. How do we not have towels? And she's like, but I need one. Then Colin's like, fuel? We haven't got the fuel on. That's what's going on. And then Karen's like, thank you. I love beautiful people that are sweet and people that bring me towels. Thank you. And then Colin tries again, and it doesn't start. And Karen's finally drying herself with a towel. And then Colin turns again, and it starts. And then Karen's towel just splooges all over the...
What is this? What is this intercutting towel drama with the engine drama? What is it?
I don't know, but I did like that when the engine finally turned over, they played Salt Lake City music. They played like
they did.
Classic Salt Lake City interstitial music. Like, ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha. I was like, okay. Yeah. It was like Whitney has just like walked into a supermarket music, you know.
They borrowed from the community chest on that one for sure.
Yeah. So everyone's happy that Colin fixed it and everything. And Glenn's like, everyone give Colin a pat on the back. You know, Colin has always been a legend, but he's got about 3 notches in my eyes now. And like, listen, I don't want to get too excited until we take her out to sea and test her under load. I was like, well, if any boat has been tested under loads, it's been this one. So we'll see how it goes.
It cuts to the dark smoke curling out of the boat. And I was like, is that normal? Because, of course, I'm not a boat person. I guess it was because they just kept it going. Nobody ever said anything.
I know. It's like, you know, the boat's on fire.
that's what I felt.
The engine's
like.
On fire. The engine's on fire. The back half of your boat's underwater. Guys.
I don't know what healthy smoke looks like, but I know that it's not that. That didn't look like healthy smoke. So now everybody's getting ready for dinner. Karen wants to sit next to Glenn. They're like fighting who's going to sit next to Captain Glenn. And then Alex is helping run plates. And so Chef Alicia's like, so I'm going to plate this because it's gazpacho, so I can get it plated early. And he's like, I don't know what that is. She goes, it's soup. It's cold soup. It's basically juice. And he goes, gross.
Sir, we are not here for your gazpacho shaming. You came to gazpacho's backyard. Gazpacho was not in your backyard. You're in the Mediterranean. You better get down with gazpacho.
I mean, I hate when someone that cute is that dumb. You know, normally I like it, but I don't know. I feel like, God, I'm really dumb. I can't believe I'm saying this out loud. I always expect more from really hot people. I always assume they're going to be smart, too. And I think it's because in movies and TV, all the stars are, like, hot. So it's like Tom Cruise figuring out how to, like, disarm the bomb, you know? But they're usually like this guy. Let's face it.
I'm going to make you feel better about yourself because he came onto the boat wearing glasses and he has a reserved personality. And I think that we as a culture, we give a lot of things to people who are reserved. Like if you're reserved, we just project everything onto you. Notice that people who like don't talk a lot, but not in a shy way, they just don't talk a lot. We just assume that they're cool, that they're smart, that they've got a lot going on, that there's something brewing under the surface. But maybe there's just like nothing. Maybe there's just like nothing there. And I think that that's what we're finding out with this guy. And, you know, he's got the glasses too. So like we thought he'd be smarter and like worldly. And I actually thought he was going to be a pretentious fuck. I thought he'd be the type that'd say like, oh yeah, I love gazpacho. Like this one time I was like totally like backpacking through Iceland. And we like stopped in this fisherman's lodge and they give us Icelandic gazpacho. And like, I'm telling you, you have to go to Iceland and have that. Like I thought that would be his style, but he's just proud of being
ignorant. So then they do a cheers to the captain and the gazpacho is delivered, and I thought it was caviar in there, but it's not. It's olive oil pearls. I was like,
big week for olive oil on Bravo, because Top Chef had olive oil powder, so we're really changing the game and how we view olive oil.
She's also
Bravo.
Doing a great job on Real Housewives of New Jersey right now. Olive oil and Bluto both are doing great. So then they love this fancy olive oil stuff. And Lucy is standing at the bed of a bedroom. She's standing at the door of a bedroom, just looking into it. And it is so disgusting. There's literally stuff everywhere. There are red stains everywhere. And she goes, okay. And takes a huge breath and then just dives into the room to clean it. And she's like, oh, I am disgusted. There's blood on the carpet. It stank of fish. I'm not your fucking mate. Well, I guess I am the fucking mate, ain't I?
It's a classic Lucy moan. So Glenn, meanwhile, is talking to Karen, and he's like, oh, man, poor Karen's, right? I mean, I like the name Karen. And she's like, oh, Glenn, yes, yes, I will marry you. And I was like, oh, that was funny. I was like, I like Karen. I like this Karen. She's so funny and sweet. She's not a Karen at all. So then Mads is, she's talking about the guys, and she's talking about how, like, personality is a big thing for her, and Alex seems more mischievous, and Chase is more of like a southern gentleman, and she's like, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to screw the crew, provided they know how to screw. And
Alex makes finger guns. He's like,
yeah. I don't know. I'm not feeling the sexual chemistry within this whole cast yet. I'm not feeling anything right? I feel like they're trying to make it happen. Yeah,
not until they're wasted and all fucking each other in about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So then Lucy tells Daisy that the bed is covered in blood and it's just so nasty. The ladies are kind of complaining that they're tired and stuff because the food's taking a long time because it's a multi-course meal, as we've learned on these shows, takes a long time. And so then the chef drops one shrimp and she's like, oh my God, I've never had this kind of anxiety before. So the lady's like, food, we need the food, we need the food. And then Aisha's like, well, you know, I've moved so fast that one time, God, this is just like the story I just told about the blender. This is crazy.
I know. When you said that, I was like, this is just like the oil story.
Oh my God.
That she told. Yeah. She's saying how she has anxiety. I think she's never had anxiety before, but now she has anxiety. And like with the moment you have anxiety and you start to overthink things, then you start to have self-doubt, you start making mistakes. It's like one time she was flipping the steak and the oil went the wrong way in the pan and it hit her face. She had hot oil on her face. She had blisters under her eyes, but she had to keep on going. So yeah. I was like, wow, that's just like Ronnie's story about getting hot tomato soup on his face.
Yeah, it wasn't in my eye, but it hurt. So then they're served with steak and prawn and with, of course, truffle butter. So they love it. And then Daisy is checking out the blood bed and she's like,
not the blood bed.
She's like, there's nothing we can do. So just make it. They're coming down soon. I was like, did she just leave the blood bed bloody? Is that what just happened?
I couldn't tell. I really couldn't tell. But I know that at one point Daisy said, what's this toilet roll doing here? Not realizing that was like, you know, foreshadowing issues with toilet rolls. Maybe, did they remove a toilet roll? Did they put it away? Because if they removed it, that would contribute to why they had toilet roll issues on this charter.
I think you're right. What you said before, they used a toilet roll to clean something else, and then there wasn't toilet in the bathroom.
That's what it is. Yeah, that's why the toilet roll was out, because they're using all their toilet roll to clean up all their messes that they're making, but they can't finish the job, so all that's left is like smudge.
Yeah. So the next morning, Colin is telling the boys that they're doing a nice job and all that. And they're asking, Colin's like, can we take the boat out? And the captain's like, we can't. They're leaving anyway. It's like, well, that's anticlimactic. You finally fixed the fucking thing. You should have at least taken them around the bay or something last night.
Seriously. So Glenn is, there's like some moaning. There's some cleaning. There's moaning. And Glenn texts Gary to say that they got the engine started, and Gary texts back, oh, that's great. It's a bad time to say that I tested positive again.
So Joni, they're checking on the ladies, and one of them's like, we're happy. We just didn't really get the 5-star experience we thought we were going to get. And Joni tells Daisy, like, you guys are so awesome. You guys really were incredible. And she's like, yeah, so sorry that you didn't go. And Joni just goes, oh, well, life lessons. It's like, oh.
What's the life lesson?
Joni just got bitchy with her. Yeah, I don't know.
But or, like, maybe well, don't
life lessons.
Life lessons. Don't do a yacht trip on Bravo television.
I guess, so now, or Karen, check your engine first or something. But I was like, ooh, Joni came to play. So then Karen is complaining to her friend, and she, you know, her shit starting. You know, every dramatic Karen has like a backup who's like, do it. So Karen has that friend, and Karen's like, well, I just left everybody. I really did. It just wasn't the best trip. And her friend's like, I think it should come from you, because you're the most outspoken out of all of us. So you should do it. You should do it right now. And so Karen's like, oh, Captain Glenn.
Now she's crying. She's crying. She goes, honestly, I felt like we were getting punked. We had no toilet paper, no towels, no bath mats. I mean, honestly, it's like if it weren't for my best friend and their company, this would have been the worst trip in my life.
Now, I would normally be on Team Karen, because this does seem like a shit show of a first charter. But you guys bled literally all over everything. You probably didn't have towels or bath mats because they are being washed, okay?
Yeah.
And now have to be replaced at the nearest Iggy Homo Goods.
Also, worst trip of your life. That just feels very dramatic. You're still being waited on upon like hand and foot for 3 days straight.
Sleep outside Carlsbad Caverns in a mobile home with your meemaw, papa, and your cousin, Matt. And then tell me about the worst fucking trip in your life.
I was like, how about you look at all the cast trips on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City or on Real Housewives of New Jersey when they went and like sat in a parking lot in California or the other New Jersey time when they went to like an Airbnb in Central Florida somewhere. Okay. Yeah. Then you want to talk about worst trips of your life? No, ma'am. You were still in Sardinia.
But then I feel so guilty saying that because this sucked. I mean, this whole thing sucked. The boat sucked. It didn't work. Then they were breathing fuel from running the boat after they got it to work. They're like breathing fuel for an hour. Then it was just a mess. All I'm saying is these guests didn't help. You know, if these guests were just like had normal suitcases or like not blood everywhere, I would be much more on her side. But you guys,
let me tell you something. If they went sailing, you know what would have happened? The boat would have gone sideways. One of them would have fallen over and hurt her toe. And then it would have been the worst trip of their life all over again. They did everything that they did is the same things that they would have done, except they weren't in motion. In fact, I would say there may have been some upside because they at least had the option to get off the boat and go walk around in the port and see Sardinia. So I just don't think I get it. I'd be really mad you could have just gotten a hotel. I get it. But I just feel like saying worst trip of her life. No. But if they did not have toilet paper, they still should have toilet paper. No matter what they use it for, they still should have toilet paper.
Yeah.
So I get that. I just feel like saying the worst trip of my life is like so over the top. And I didn't feel like that was fair. And on top of that, on the heels of her saying, you know, now she's truly acting like a Karen, you know, which is funny because she was, you know, after that conversation of Captain Glenn saying how Karens get such a bad rap, then she actually rises to the reputation.
She Karens out. She's literally speaking to the manager. So he doesn't get it. He's like, what the fuck is going on? I thought we were having a great time. And Karen's like, no, you know, we didn't leave, you know, not to leave the dock, no toilet paper, no towels. And he's like, well, we take pride in making sure you have everything. And Daisy passes and pretends she's no part of this. She's just like looking out the window.
Just putting some glasses over here, then walking back because I have nothing to do with this right now.
And he's like, Daisy, can you come in, Daisy? She's like, oh, me? Oh, all right. I was just looking out the window there. And he's like, well, they were just saying a few things we dropped the ball on. No toilet paper. And the blonde takes over because, like, to back up Karen, she's like, no toilet paper, no towels. The trash wasn't taken out. I mean, it was just kind of a hot mess, which actually we know we left in the bed, but that is still your responsibility to clean that poo-poo off. Okay.
And Daisy does not fall for like any like provocations. She just goes, okay, I'll speak to the girls about that. I'm sorry about that. Oh, and she just gives a big smile girls. Like, I fucking hate these bitches. Get them off my boat.
Yeah. So now the ladies are gathered. The
other ladies are a different story.
Right. Because they're mortified. They know that Karen is Karening, right? And they're like, oh my God. They're like, Joni, what are you so anxious about? And she's like, I just hate this stuff. I mean, yeah. I mean, listen, neither one of them wanted to tip. Neither one of them.
That's where. So now we find out Karen and Stephanie were not even going to tip. So now everyone is throwing in money. And on top of that, they're actually throwing in more money to compensate for Karen and Stephanie because they know. So it makes me wonder where the truth was in this, because was everyone having an issue, or is just these two were having an issue, and were they really having an issue, or were they just classic below deck guests who were like, you know, not everything is tippy top, so therefore everything is terrible if it's not tippy top.
Well, the only people we really saw complaining were Karen and Karen and Karen and Karen and Karen. Karen was the one who said she didn't have the towels. Karen was the one who was complaining behind the door about the trash. Karen was the one complaining in the hot tub about stuff to the girls. Now, no one was arguing and saying, but I have toilet paper, but I have towels. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're talking about, you know? So who knows? So I think this was pretty much, I think even if we don't know if Karen is truly Karening out or not, we do know that this was a shit show of a first charter. Really?
It was a shit show. I also think that the group overall does not like Karen. And I think they actually were kind of like, they were goosing her to make a confrontation. I think they were probably trying to like, they were kind of like, stoking her concerns. Like, I think they were probably trying to be like, yeah, no toilet paper. Can you believe it? No toilet paper. This is crazy. They call it 5 stars. So Karen goes and she complains to Glenn, and she then puts herself in the line of fire for people like us to be like, she's such a Karen. And then the reason why I think this was all a setup now that I'm talking about it, is because when the women leave the boat, Stephanie, who was there with Karen, turns and says, I have to say, thank you so much for this trip. You know, this was a girl's trip of a lifetime. I'm like, what? You were just with Karen. As Karen said, this is the worst trip of my life.
Yeah, well, she was pushing Karen to look like the asshole so she could look like the nice one, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's a setup.
Yeah, so the captain blows a horn at them, but it's like half-assed. And like, woo, you know?
Yeah.
And so now it's work time. They have to get to work. And so Daisy comes up to the captain and she's like, oh, I'm so intrigued to hear this. And he's like, well, she said no towels, no toilet paper. I mean, they took it pretty seriously. They were upset. I think she was trying to cry. Daisy's like, well, they asked me for towels once and I gave it to them straight away. They never said they were low on toilet paper. Not once.
So you gave them toilet paper?
Yes.
Was it toilet paper or was it pitas?
It was pitas. I gave them 19 pitas. I'll be honest. I guess they didn't want to use that on their bums.
So she's like, they never asked for toilet paper. And he goes, yeah, but they shouldn't have to ask for toilet paper. And she's like, yeah, but every time I went to the cabin, there was toilet paper. And he's like, so were they just making up the toilet paper thing? And she's like, honestly, I think there was a lot of alcohol consumed. There was a big bit of a come down after that.
Okay, let's not be defensive like Norma when you say, where the hell are all the parts, okay? Come on, let's not be defensive.
Well, I just don't want them leaving upset. What I want is every time they go in there and they turn down, make sure there's a full roll of toilet paper. And it's like, well, I'm a bit shocked and confused if our service was really that bad. Lucy just walks by with like a huge toilet paper mitt, like bumps her head into the glass door, like, I'm so clumsy, wiping down the door.
So Daisy tells the stews that they must stock up the cupboards with tons of toilet paper. And Lucy's like, I don't feel like giving up when I hear complaints like this, but it does dump on your day. Now they're just like doing more cleaning. And now it's time for the tip meeting. So
I can't believe you didn't do this part.
What?
Didn't you see the close-up of Chase taking off his shirt and his terrible tattoos?
You know, I saw that and I just couldn't even.
I was like, this is just made for Ben. I knew that you were like, hell no with those tattoos.
I couldn't with that, the eagle wings. What did we say the categories for bad tattoos were? Go-go dancers and chefs. Go-go dancers, chefs, and now we're going to add
deckhands. Military. Because usually military is pretty decent, I feel like, right? I feel like military people have hot tattoos.
I feel like military tattoos are usually like, I served here or something, you know, but this guy just had, he just had eagles on his chest. Like an eagle wing.
And they get worse. They just get worse. They're really bad. So yeah. So let's go to the tip meeting. Like you said, so the captain gives his speech, you know,
as the mother of all intense challenges, just that we survived this is amazing. Colin, well done, Colin. I would say that's the most challenging engineering problem we've ever come. And I'm never going to hire anybody to check on the boat again. Not that I did in the first place, but that's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm so impressed, Colin. And I'm sure that your plan to just wrap the entire engine in duct tape and add some butter to it. I don't even know why you add butter to it, but I guess it's what you're doing. And bubblegum? Wow. Congratulations. I'm sure it won't backfire on our faces whatsoever.
And Daisy, not being able to leave the dock put extra strain on your team's buttholes, which unfortunately they probably couldn't even clean because they didn't have toilet paper, dummies. Alicia, you know, people love the food, blah, blah, blah. We got 19,100, which is crazy good. It's a crazy good tip for this.
Yeah. Well, that's because that tip was rooted in embarrassment. You know, that was all the women being like, you cannot be on TV.
You put that shit in whatever you want. I will put it right in my pocket. Okay. I don't care. I'm not above crying at a table. Okay. If I'm waiting on you, I have no problem being like, it's just been so hard for me. Take that money. So then they're getting ready to go out. I thought it was over. And by the way, this podcast is at like an hour and 10 minutes, so it should be over.
It should be
over.
But
it's not. They go out and they get wasted. They get real wasted. Okay. Super, super, super wasted.
Yeah. They go out to dinner and they keep on cutting back from dinner to Glenn just using a blender. I mean, it's like a long extended shot of Glenn trying to figure out how to use the blender, which is adorable. I feel like they troll the captains on every below deck. Whenever the crew goes out, they always show the captain doing something mundane on the boat.
Yeah, they all leave, and he just wants a pina colada, but he can't figure out how to put the lid on the blender, which I think is a running theme now for the season. If it's twice in one episode. Yeah. And they just keep cutting back and forth until finally he gets it. He gets his pina colada and he tastes it and he goes, and nods. It's like, wow, that was a great segment, guys.
And everyone's drinking. Lucy's like, drinking, I love to drink. It's like the only way to release yourself after that shit show. One drink, one water. One drink, one water. One drink, one water. And then they're doing shots and Daisy like almost barfs after she takes her tequila shot and everything. And like, oh my God, Daisy, you're such a drama queen. She's like, welcome to my life.
And then Chase is this guy. He's like, so Daisy, where in Ireland are you from? And she's like, Dublin. And he goes, oh, wow, yeah. Yeah, I did a 4-day road trip in Ireland. I got my car and I just went. Yeah. So I know Ireland, pretty much.
He's like, I know Ireland.
I'm pretty much Irish now. So I like, drove through it. So
she's like, great, thanks for the story. So now they all head back to the boat. And it's like drunken craziness. Daisy's in a shopping cart and everything, and Chase is pushing it. And Chase is like, Daisy, like when she's drinking, she's like my spirit animal. Like I thought she was prim and proper, but she's actually a good time. Okay, there's nothing about Daisy that reads as prim and proper, right? Like Daisy to me reads like nothing but a good time.
Yeah,
like Daisy looks like someone you are throwing back drinks with.
Yeah, for sure. So now everybody's really wasted and flirting, and Colin decides to go to bed because he has to do sea trial day tomorrow.
He's nervous.
So he's nerves. And so Mads and Lucy are wasted in their room trying to decide which boy's cutest. And Lucy's like, Chase is too American for me. And Mads is like, I'll just do either one of them. I don't really care. And they start cracking up. Yeah. And then Alex gets on his purple glasses.
Yeah,
that's when you really show your personality. It's like, guys, I'm not just a guy with long hair and sometimes glasses. I'm a guy with long hair, sometimes glasses, and occasionally purple glasses. Yeah.
Yeah, so they're just like drinking, and then it becomes like truth or dare. And then, you know, Chase is like, Alex, I dare you to kiss Daisy. So Alex makes out with Daisy. And then it becomes, Chase, you make out with Lucy. So, Chase is with Mads. I don't know. Who's Chase? They're all making out with each other. And it's all drunken craziness. And Alicia's like, if this is night one, I don't want to know how the rest of the season's going to go.
And they're just all making out, and it does look like it's about to be a sex party. This is definitely the sex partiest of all of the shows, and this show started it, by the way, because all the other shows are trying to copy it now. This was the first show with the almost threesome and all of that stuff that happened with Gary and what's their faces. So it's good to have the show back. I love that they're just going with the low rent style of this show. You know?
Yeah, it's a good messy show.
Yeah,
I do. Even though not too much happened on this episode, I really do enjoy this cast. So looking forward to seeing it and what happens. And Gary comes back next episode, which should be interesting. And
yeah,
they're just messy people on a boat.
Messy people having fun. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. We'll talk to you next time. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com. Get your ticket links, Patreon links, etc. And we will be... Actually, our schedule is a little different this week because we're traveling, as you know. So Vanderpump Rules and Jersey are both coming, but not till the weekend. So be patient. And if you need to listen to stuff, go listen to our Dwell Hellos on Wondery Plus. Go listen to our bonuses over on the bonus feed. There's plenty here, guys. We sure love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. bitches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthew sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.